Good day, folks. My name is John Nelson, and I'm the head bookkeeper of the Colson Packet Company in Yankton, Dakota Territory. Before that, I worked on Missouri River steamers for almost 40 years, so folks are always asking me about life on the Missouri. And you know, I've met a lot of interesting people in this life on the river, but 1866 was a particularly interesting year. This was Captain Grant Marsh's first trip up the Missouri as captain and pilot. Now, we'd crossed paths during the war between the states, but had never worked on the same boat. This year, we were on the Luella, a brand new mountain boat, and Captain Marsh had just gotten his pilot's license after serving as a Cub pilot during the war. I had signed on as assistant clerk. We left St. Louis, about the middle of May, and by late May, the head clerk, Mr. Mellon, he had worked himself into a real frenzy. He convinced himself that he was going to be killed in an Indian attack. So at the Milk River, he left the Luella and boarded the Rubicon that was headed back downstream. Now, the Rubicon's pilot, Mr. Horace Bixby, he told me that our friend Sam Clemens had recently published a funny story about a young fella and his frog. He wrote it under the name of Mark Twain, and by now you may have read some other things he wrote. Well, this turn of events regarding Mr. Mellon advanced me to the rank of purser. More duties, double the pay, and the chance to earn a percentage of the profits. Now, being heavily loaded with mining equipment, the Luella took 2 full months getting up to Fort Benton. That was a tough town. Fort Benton was even rougher 10-12 years ago than it is today, and populated by every type and condition of man the continent could possibly produce, all of them bent on the pursuit of wealth. The only law in town was the Vigilance Committee, and this group was every bit as rough as the rest of the populace. Well, in the course of unloading our cargo, I noticed a box of patent medicine was missing, probably stolen for its alcohol content. Well, somehow, these vigilantes learned of the theft. They tracked down the culprit and beat him to within an inch of his life. Now, I'll grant you that, to me, that seemed a pretty stiff penalty for petty theft. But I will also grant you that nothing else was stolen from the Luella while we were up there in Benton. Now, there's a lot of ways a good captain can make money for his boat. See, while we're in Fort Benton, Captain Marsh contracted to move the last of the trade goods from Fort Union to the trading post at Fort Benton. Then he went into the salvage business, buying the machinery from a deep draft lower river boat called the Marion that was stranded and broken at Pablo's Rapids. He then sold the machinery at Fort Benton for a very nice little profit. Well, despite the risk of low water and early freeze-up, we stayed at Fort Benton late into the season, finally boarding 230 passengers. Most of them were gold miners, returning from the diggings in the mountains. We charged a fare of $300 each for passage to St. Louis, and one of them, a fellow named McNeil, showed me how to weigh up the gold dust and how to detect cheaters. Sometimes, some fellow would try to slip some iron pyrite in with his dust. Well, all that got for him was got him thrown off the boat and quite possibly stuck up there in Fort Benton for the winter. Now, if you can imagine 230 men on a 170-foot steamer, you've probably figured out it was a mite crowded. At night, they unrolled their blankets anywhere they found a flat spot, on the decks, or on top of the cargo, on top of the firewood. Well, one day we were working our way over the sandbar at the mouth of the Milk River when one of these miners, a fellow by the name of McClellan, fell overboard, and he had his entire hoard of gold packed in a leather belt around his waist. Now, the water was pretty shallow, but the current was fast, and all that weight around his middle, he sank like a stone, swept away, never to be seen again. All those years digging that gold out of the ground, it was his undoing. Poor fella. Well, that's a little sample of some of the men I met in just one interesting year. There's one more character I'd like to tell you about, but that's a story all in itself. I'll tell you next time. By the way, if you haven't already figured it out from the fare we charged, the boat turned a nice profit for the season, for which Captain Marsh and I also earned nice percentages. Sometimes life on the Missouri is good, or at least profitable. Thanks for listening.